Uncle David hurried into the barn to lead out his horses before it caught fire. Hamlin helped pull out the new buggy and carry a few tools and buckets to a safe place. Then the men turned to keeping the flames away from the house. When it was over, the house was saved, but the men were hot, tired, and black with soot. They left to go to their own homes, thankful that the great wildfire had turned back on itself and that there would be no more fires to fight that day. The next day, the rains began as the Garlands were moving into their new house. That night, in his bed in the upper room with the wood-shingled roof not 2 feet from his head, Hamlin listened to the spattering of the rain. It was like music, beating out the good news that the dry spell was over.